Hello, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. We have a very, very special guest today. You're listening to 101.5 FM, WHRULP, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Our surprise guest today is Mr. Denny Diamond. I know you folks in the area have listened to him over the years. You've enjoyed his songs, his Neil Diamond songs. He's a great entertainer. We're just excited to have him here today. Denny, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you.
You're quite welcome. You know, a lot of folks know of you and see you and listen to you and attend your concerts, but I don't think they know a lot about your background and who you are and what you've done and what you've accomplished. Let's share that with the folks, Tom, what you've gone through and what you've accomplished.
All right. Well, so start from the beginning. I was a humble programmer for about 20 years, and I went to school for voice. I was a vocal major, and so I learned opera. And Broadway, did a lot of Broadway, I just got talked into going on to a Dick Clark show, and that's where everything changed. It wasn't something I was expecting. So,
is it the show called Your Big Break?
Yep, it was called Your Big Break. It was a show where they brought people on that they thought looked like somebody and sounded like somebody else, and then they thought I looked like Tim Allen, as a matter of fact. So, So they brought me out. They brought you through this cloud, and then you supposedly walked right back out, and you were the person you were supposed to be. So I walked into this cloud, and I come out, and I'm Neil Diamond, you know. So
okay,
but I just look like Tim Allen with right. This. But that's where everything changed for me. I mean, I guess it may have been that weekend I got talked into doing a show in Nashville, Tennessee. And everything changed for me after that. I just previous to the show airing, I was playing on the square in Woodstock, and a little group called Sixpence None the Richer was playing at the McHenry County Fair, and they happened to come in. They saw me and they liked me, you know. And then they talked me into coming on out to Nashville to do a Halloween party. And I went to Nashville, and I started singing in these people's backyards, and all of a sudden the traffic hit. People were—they're all like, "Oh my gosh, Neil Diamond is playing at these," because it's Nashville.
Right.
I mean, anybody could show
up. Right.
So they're like Nashville, you know. And so people were out in the balconies, and there were American flags hanging, and the street got all, you know. So I built up this following in Nashville. It's so weird because you never expect Nashville to have a tribute artist out there.
Right.
But they were very nice out there. I was like the beginning of tribute artists coming through Nashville several years ago. I was 22 years ago, maybe.
Just a few years back.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had a good run there. I had a probably 10, 12 year run there being, you know, this guy that people would, at one point I had 5,000 people show up at a show. And I always said I was going to quit whenever I had midgets and strippers opening for me. And I had midgets and strippers opening for me.
Okay. Well, that blew that whole thing, didn't it?
Yeah, certainly. So yeah, we had a little group called Mini Kiss, they called themselves. And they were small people who impersonated Kiss. Yeah. They opened for me, so I thought, oh, I'm done. No. But I had 5,000 people, so I was doing really well for a very long time. But up here in Illinois, people just kind of knew me as, you know, Denny Diamond, and they hire me to do my Neil Diamond thing. And honestly, it's growing old. Was that Tom Jones song? I'm growing old. It's just kind of getting old, so you know there's going to be a little bit of changes next year. I'm going to try. I started calling myself the world's okayest vocalist.
Okay.
And next year we're going to have the world's okayest vocalist variety hour, where I'm going to just do some shows where I sing whatever I want.
Well, how did you wind up with the Neil Diamond songs just to begin with?
Well, I during college I sang in a wedding band. People used to say, oh, and we used to cover September Morn and a couple other ones. It was before Sweet Caroline. I never sang Sweet Caroline before. But people would say, oh, you sound like Neil Diamond. So, you know, the wedding band would cover Neil Diamond songs because it was a gimmicky thing. We got hired for it.
Sure.
And then how did it happen? I was opening for a couple of local guys. They needed a third person. It was an Elvis and Frank Sinatra thing.
Okay.
And these guys were going around doing this little two-man show, and they decided they needed an opening act. And somebody had heard me sing the Neil Diamond stuff. So they had me come in and just do a set of Neil Diamond stuff. And I kind of stole the show because I don't look like Neil Diamond. So I've never taken it seriously like these other guys. You know, I would come in with the sparkly shirts. But I say things like, during the show, like, oh, gosh, this guy's great.
Right.
And people just, you know. I was more of a comedian, I think, than a singer. So they heard me, and then there was a little place out in McHenry called Nicolino's, and they asked me to come in and sing with this Frank Sinatra guy, and I did it again. I went in, you know, I can't take that seriously, because people are like, oh, and here's Neil Diamond. And I'm like, I'm not Neil Diamond.
Right.
My name's Denny. And they couldn't say Svela, which is my last name. So they started calling me Diamond. So here's Denny. And as Neil Diamond, Denny Diamond. And I'm like, So I would say things like, oh, this guy's great. And, you know, they'd ask me, they'd say, do some Neil. And I'd kneel down. And, you know, so I started getting this more of like not an impersonator thing, but just being a showman.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And that the Neil Diamond requests would come in, and I always liked Neil Diamond. I did. I mean, when I was a young boy, I had broken my leg between at the very beginning of the summer of my, would have been my freshman year. So between eighth grade and freshman year, I broke my leg and I had nothing to do. I had a cast all the way up my leg up to my hip. And I would just sit on the porch with nothing to do. So I found the Neil Diamond. It was in 74, so it was the Hot August Night, 8-track. So, you know, in the middle of
That's going back.
Yeah. Yeah, I had an 8-track. So, you know, in the middle of the songs, it clicked over to the other track. You know? But that's where I found Neil Diamond. So that was 1974. And I just sat on the porch and listened to it, and I started playing the guitar to the Neil Diamond, to Hot August Night. And suddenly I found out that he had other albums. And, you know, so I was a fan of his. I went to see a concert in my junior year of high school. It was the first time I ever saw Neil Diamond. And I followed him ever since. So it's just this weird coincidence, I suppose, that people think I sound like him.
Well, when did you really realize that you sounded like him? Did you ever realize that?
You and I can talk about it up forever. I don't think it sounds like him at all. I don't
really
hear it. No, I don't hear it at all. I think I sound more like Tom Jones when I sing at the time. My growing up, my Tom Jones and Gordon McRae were my idols. I used to love to listen to Gordon McRae songs. So, and then now, if you ask me what's on my, what is it called, an iPod, I listen to, Josh Groban, because I think he's got an amazing voice. And people like that, you know, Audra McDonald, that's who I listen to. When I was asked to start doing this Neil Diamond stuff, I had to, you know, I mean, I knew his stuff, but I didn't know all these other pop songs. I had to learn pop music because I was so into Broadway and, you know.
Now, did you ever have contact with Neil Diamond?
I've had contact with his band members and his front office. There was a time when they contacted me to let me know that they knew I was out there.
That was like, okay, is this good or bad, right?
Yeah, I know. We know you're out there and you're doing a great job. Okay.
Well, even more so now because I know he's very ill.
Yeah.
And it's a really change for him. I'm sure that's hard for him to take.
Oh, yeah. I mean, during COVID, I started reading up on him and finding things about him. And I developed a little show just before COVID, actually. I called it A Neil Diamond Story, where I was telling the stories about the songs. And then obviously March 16th of 2020 hit and everything went down the tubes. I had a lot of bookings for it. But I took time to read up and find out more about him and things. And there's he's a pretty interesting guy.
Yeah, didn't he, I think the song America, wasn't that tied in with his grandparents?
Yep.
Coming from over in Europe?
Yes. One side lived in Poland, the other in Russia. Both of them, you know, persecuted for being Jewish, came to the States. And it focuses on, oh my gosh, I can't remember which, his maternal grandmother, I believe it was. That's really the way he focused the song on her, because he talks about how, you know, she was so brave to come to the States all by herself with just mm-hmm. her daughter, which was his mom, you know. And so nearing the end of his concerts, when I mean like 20, you know, 17 and 18, and his 50th anniversary tour, he showed pictures of her, you know.
So, right.
Yeah.
You know, we saw him at the Chicago Stadium,
mm-hmm.
the old stadium.
Yep.
And he was kind of funny because he had very, very tight pants on. And he went to sit on the side of the stage, you know, sit down. He started sitting. He said, oh, my God, this is not going to work. He says, if I sit, my pants are going to split, and I'll be walking backwards the whole show. And but that was his personality. Yeah. Know, he was like that.
Yeah, he actually had a pretty good – he has really, like, I guess, dry sense of humor. So, I mean, if you watch old Barbara Walters interviews and everything, you'll hear it. You know.
We're going to pause for a minute. You listen to 101.5 FM, your community radio station, and we're talking with Denny Diamond, which is not his true name. His real name is not Denny Diamond, for all you folks out there.
That's right.
And how about your boys? I know they played with you for a while.
Yeah, we were together for a good 12 years. We started out as Denny Diamond and the Family Jewels, and then a show came out. I think it was with one of the guys from Kiss. It was called The Family Jewels, and people started to take the wrong, we didn't think of it that way, but people took the wrong thing out of it, you know, they
wrong interpretation.
Yes. And so we just call ourselves Denny Diamond and the Jewels, and we went out, we in 2015 and 2016 was really the height of our success. We'd had a 90 city tour.
Wow.
We were out for 6 months, 2-3 month tour times, and we hit 90 cities. Yeah, we it was really, really fun. I mean, I think when we got home was when the boys were like, I don't do this anymore.
Well, I know your one son's now a Woodstock police officer. How about the other boy?
The other guy, I call him my nerd. He's he went into ITs and information technology.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He fixes computers and does things like that. So I call him my nerd.
Well, he could probably help you out if he's an IT geek.
Oh, yeah.
That'll help you out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Janet likes having him at home. Printer goes down.
Well, that a mom will always feel that way, you know, have the boys close to home. The when you were on Dick Clark's show, what was the song that you sang? Was it America?
It was America, yep. Yeah, it was really cool. They had the people come up from the audience, and they had like the Statue of Liberty, and they had people dressed in different kinds of costumes, so they were different, you know, nationalities and things like that. It was really neat. Really, you could see it. It's on my YouTube page, I believe. If you go to youtube.com/Denny Diamond, you'll see it on there.
So we're at this point in your life now. So what's coming next now, Denny?
I'm actually trying to do another tour. We'll find out later next year whether I'm going to do it or not. It's going to be the Neil Diamond story. People are kind of like that show. And otherwise, I'm doing a lot more vocally than I used to, just kind of show off what I still have, you know, while I still got it. So, like I said, I call myself the world's okayest vocalist, and I got my variety hour where I'm going to do some Elvis and Tom Jones and Broadway. And, of course, you know, you can't drop the Neil Diamond stuff, but I'm going to try to be more of a vocalist, you know.
So how did this whole opera thing come into being?
Well, the opera thing, it was short-lived. I did it in college, and I had one operatic experience with the Hinsdale Opera Society way a long time ago. They were they translated it to English. It didn't go really well. So, but the Broadway thing was a big thing. My mom and I used to watch Family Classic. I don't know if everybody remembers that.
Oh, sure.
Frasier Thomas. on Sundays, we used to watch Carousel together, and you know the
that's going back.
Yeah, oh yeah, I go back.
We both do.
Yeah, I got some. There's some footprints out there that I made. You know. But yeah, I used to watch family classics with my mom. We used to watch King and I and Rodgers, you know, all the Lerner and Lowe and Rodgers and Hammerstein and Rodgers and Hart. And that's how I grew up. That's the music I grew up with.
And that music's missing today.
Oh, yeah. That's why I like Josh Groban so much. He brings it out.
You know? So if you do this Neil Diamond tour, what, there'll be all his songs or how will it be presented, Denny?
Well, when I do the show, I like to, I call it On Neil Diamond Story because it actually is just part, because he's actually touched a lot of different artists. He's written for Pat Boone, Jay and the Americans, obviously the Monkees. There's quite a few people who recorded his music, and Johnny Cash is one of them, so I include Johnny Cash songs in there. So that's what I do. I'll include a Glenn Campbell song because he recorded a Neil Diamond song. And then, you know, I'll talk about Glenn Campbell a little bit, talk about his connection with Neil Diamond, do the Neil Diamond version, you know, of his song. And that one's called Sunflower. Sunflower was Glenn Campbell's last charting hit, I believe, from 1974 or something like that?
Well, his biggest one, I think, was Rhinestone Cowboy, wasn't it?
Right, right.
That was his real big one.
Yep. You know, there's a story goes around in Nashville that Rhinestone Cowboy was written about Neil Diamond.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's true or not, but it was told to me a couple times that it was actually the song was actually written as a little parody on Neil Diamond.
Well, you know, a lot of these entertainers do write music. I know Paul Anka has written a lot of songs, a lot of songs during his time.
Yeah, it's so weird. I was just singing one of his songs, Remember Yesterday, You Wake Up and Time Has Slipped Away. Was that the Kodak?
He did that for Kodak,
yeah.
Right. He wrote that for Kodak.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, for at that time when the Kodak camera was a big thing.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore. But
For some reason, I was just singing that the other day in the car. I think it's because I'm feeling a little older.
Well, I think the last thing I read about Neil, too, I think he's still doing some writing right now, even though he's not well. I think he's trying to do some songwriting.
That was his goal, was to still write and record. Now, he hasn't come out with anything other than he does have a Broadway musical right now. They took his music and created a Broadway play, Bob Gaudio, from the Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, who also handled the Jersey Boys music. He put the music together for that. And I believe the director was the guy who directed the thing on Freddie Mercury. The documentary or the movie about Freddie Mercury. So he's got a real talent, you know.
Right.
Behind the play. I've seen clips of it and I don't know. I have to see the whole thing to really decide.
Well, he still has a pretty big heart because I know he was out with the firefighters in Colorado where they're having problems, and he went there and played a few songs for them to kind of during their break.
Yep.
Spent some time with them, but I did read also that they were trying to do one more album with him if they could, and they're working on that. Now, how far along they are, I'm not sure, but they're trying to do that.
Well, that's great. I haven't tried to keep up with what he's doing lately. The last thing I saw was he did an album of his hits with the London Symphony Orchestra, which I like a lot. I like a lot of them. Some of them I don't know. Some of them are pretty cool.
I think it was interesting, a lot of the singers that came up, the 50s and 60s, were out east, Philadelphia and that whole area.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Frankie Avalon, the whole group, were all in that general area when they came up.
Yeah.
And they all became successful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, Paul Simon, think of all the people who wrote at the Brill Building there. That was really where they just pumped out the hits. You know, Boyce and Hart, all those guys. Carole King, all of those people came out of there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was part of that. He was a small part of it, but he was part of it.
So your plans now for the future, I know you're working on this show, but what are you doing in the meantime, though? You just kind of bumming around or going out for coffee or what?
I've actually been trying to get a job. It's funny, though. I don't get me started on age discrimination, I'll tell you. It's funny, the little letters you get back. Oh, we've decided to go in another direction. One of them, I wanted to put potato chips on the shelves for Frito-Lay. And they told me they wanted to go in, they decided to go in a different direction. I'm like, what? You want, I've been taking them off for years. I don't know, why is putting them on so hard? We're not going to go in a different direction. What direction is it?
They're afraid you could take a bag, get to eat a bag or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Yeah, no, I'm at home. I try to do some streaming, little online shows. Next year, I'm going to cut back on a lot of appearances. I'm just going to do certain ones, and then I'm going to try to stream a little bit. And I'm actually going to try to get involved and do some originals, so that'll be kind of fun.
So if folks want to listen to some of your songs now, that are out there, where do they go? They go to YouTube? How do they reach out to you?
You can, obviously, the website, DennyDiamond.com. I put stuff on YouTube at youtube.com/DennyDiamond. And I'm on Facebook, I'm not real big on social media. I got a little bit of a thing about that. I'm on there, but the best way to contact me is email. It's real easy, Denny@DennyDiamond.com or hello@DennyDiamond.com.
You know, I haven't asked you, have you done any songwriting yourself, Denny?
I have one song that I did for Janet back there. It was something we did. I always make a joke about it. It was for our 25th anniversary, but we just had our 40th, so I think I owe another one. So,
well, you're still together 40 years, Dee. We just had our 55th, so I know
what you're
talking about. Yes, and I'm being directed every day.
That's right.
As we all are.
Yep.
Well, for all you folks out there, this has been really a delight having Denny on the show here. He's been known in the area for a very, very long time. Heck of a guy, heck of a personality. And to all of you out there, I hope you enjoy this show. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And we're hoping you have a great day. Hope you enjoy the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Holly, holy eyes. Dream of only me. Where I am, what I am, what I believe in. Holy, holy, yeah. Like the wind will. Holy, holy.
Sing.
Sing a song.
Sing.
Sing a song of songs.
Sing.
Sing it out. Song of songs.
Sing.
Sing it out.
Sing.
Sing it strong.
Sing.
Yeah.
Sing.